Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, July 21st, 2025. In Orono, the MDF Knitters and Orono Democrats invite those who are interested to join them at their weekly protest on the corner of Main Street and Bennick Road. The theme of the week is What Good Trouble Are You Getting Into? Or whichever assault on democracy outrages you most this week. Attendees are encouraged to bring signs and flags, and also donations of non-perishables or cash for local food cupboards are gratefully accepted each week. The rally is every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., again on the corner of Main Street and Bennick Road in Orono. The Maine AFL-CIO reported Friday that the Trump administration's Social Security changes are negatively impacting Maine already. They say, quote, "The Trump administration's radical reorganization of the Social Security Administration is causing chaos and confusion in Social Security offices, dramatically increasing wait times and causing stress for both employees and beneficiaries. In order to address record wait times for the agency's 1-800 customer service line, the SSA's new commissioner, Wall Street billionaire Frank Bisignano, has shifted 1,000 employees from field offices to the phone lines. Regional offices have already been struggling with a staffing crisis due to a federal hiring freeze and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE's indiscriminate pushing out of 7,000 SSA workers to hit an arbitrary staffing reduction target. As a result, field offices are now short-staffed of service representatives who normally answer the phone and run the front counter, exacerbating the staffing crisis and increasing wait times. Maine AFL-CIO statement continues, quote, "The SSA's new phone system automatically routes callers to the national number if no one answers within 1 minute, so callers are being transferred all over the regional district, which includes Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and parts of northern Massachusetts. This makes it extremely difficult for field representatives to answer questions from recipients in different states with different laws that impact Social Security," end quote. They go on to, quote, "Christine Lazat, Secretary-Treasurer of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1164, and an SSA claims representative, said, "A month ago, wait times in the lobby of our office in Auburn was 16 minutes, and following these changes, it's now an hour and a half. I cannot tell you how many people whom I have talked to since July 3rd who were in tears due to the chaos created by this reorganization. Our field service representatives were only informed on July 2nd that the very next day they would be transferred to the national phone line, despite having never received the necessary training on how to handle those calls or how to use the different software. This is only making delays much worse. In addition to running the front desk and the regional office phone lines, our customer service representatives also did death inputs, student inputs, and other critical duties. Rather than hiring more staff to solve the staffing crisis, DOGE and the Trump administration simply shifted the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're struggling to keep up due to the largest staffing cut in SSA's history, and Social Security recipients are suffering," end quote. That was sent by Andy O'Brien, the communications director at the Maine AFL-CIO. You can get more information at maineaflcio.org. Just a quick look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today. On July 21st, 1925, Maine newspapers carried headlines like "Guilty Verdict in Monkey Trial," as teacher John Scopes was convicted of teaching the science of evolution, which was illegal in Tennessee. After a sensationalized trial that drew crowds that officials feared might become dangerous, the jury only deliberated 9 minutes before returning the guilty verdict. When asked by the judge, "Have you anything to say?" Scopes answered that he intended to continue to oppose the law as he found it unjust and unconstitutional. Scopes was fined $100 and moved out of town. 2 years later, Scopes' conviction in Tennessee was overturned on a technicality, but the law forbidding teaching the science of evolution in schools there remained on the books. It wasn't until 1968 that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that anti-evolution laws were unconstitutional. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.